Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. I am here with my spiky-haired friend and associate, Mr. Robinson, Jared, in the house, slash Lakers fan, slash, I think it's Jared, parent, husband, Laker fan, pay traffic guy, kind of down. Yeah, and you could put Lakers above your kids and wife. I just wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so it's a tighter it's a tighter thing than I thought it might be. Okay, so if you are live with us now and have any hate for the Lakers, please put it in the chat. And if you've got any love, I guess you could just send it out into the world. Oh, are you wearing one of the shirts, Jared?
No, I wish I was.
Oh, no, I thought you were wearing the raccoon shirt. I didn't get mine, so I have nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a anyway for all of you, and also feel free to put it in the chat if you're like, what are you talking about these stupid shirts? I don't know if I'll respond, but you can put it in. All right. So if you're wondering who Jared is, why he's here, why you should care, today we are talking specific. Tuesday we did how to get clients for your residential cleaning company. I think Lindsay has got that link if she wants to pop it in if you are residential. And again, we're going to try and be as specific as we can, but spoiler alert, however you get clients for residential, some of those concepts will work just fine for commercial and vice versa. So Lindsay, if you want to put that link in for that one, it's a good kind of pair with this. That said, I'll let Jared say the amount, but I know he spent millions of dollars on paid traffic, probably hundreds of thousands by now for us, but millions in his career, I'm thinking. If you're watching either on live with us or on podcast or YouTube, there's better than a 50-50 chance. It's probably because you saw an ad at some point that Jared created. You're like, I want that, and clicked it. And then now somehow you don't know what happened. It feels like, I get this all the time. How'd you meet? I don't know. I was just like on the internet. And then all of a sudden now I'm a client and I don't know how that happened. Jared would be the answer to that. So you are a commercial client because if you're here, you own a cleaning company. That's what we want to help you get, is how to get commercial clients for you. Oftentimes you get Jackson. We're going to kind of start putting Jackson more out front. So all the oldies know Jared, the new people are more familiar with Jackson. Jackson does our B2B or our service to do done for you clients for you guys. So he's kind of the how to get clients on that side. Jared is our internal he gets all of you guys for us. So I wanted to kind of share there our secret weapon in terms of how to get clients for your company on the commercial side. Cool. Anything I missed on that one, Jared, or is that sum up the entirety of your personhood in the last 30 seconds?
That's it. Yeah.
There's nothing more to him than that. That's everything.
That's everything.
Jared's so much fun. All right. So let's talk about this. So Jared focuses mostly on, I do all the kind of organic, Facebook lives, like I'm doing the podcast, all this sort of kind of content creation I do, but well, so we'll talk both. We'll talk kind of paid and organic. So the organic, this is what that looks like, right? I'm creating content. But guess what? This content, if it's just between me and like Jared and Lindsay, is useless. So how do you use the organic content I create for paid? And then why is that important for commercial cleaning companies? Let's start there.
Sure. So all the lives, when you go live and create this content, you take your time and kind of really narrow down what is it that people want to hear. Like, I know this was like a audience request. Someone requested, hey, how do I get commercial leads? You sat down and went through how to do all that. You take the time to create something that's valuable to someone else. And what happens is once that goes live, say that again.
I said, ideally. You said you create something valuable.
Right. Like, we hope so.
Most of the time, sure. Yeah, why not? I'll give you. Yeah, why not?
So once that's done, I take what you do and I put it to go out to people who have never heard of you. And a lot of times I'll cut down, you take 25 minutes explaining Jared loves the Lakers. Someone who's cold is not going to care about that stuff. So I cut it down so that we get down to the meat, and the nuggets that are in there. And then we push that out to cold. So people who haven't heard but are niched into what you're talking about, the pain. They have a pain that you're solving, and we push that to those people who have that pain.
So let me do what Jared just said he does, taking the long, boring thing I do and make it into a concise piece. What Jared just said is he takes my garbage and turns it into like, you know, he's like, you know, I take 20 minutes to say 43 seconds of good stuff. He's like, I'll just pull up the 43 seconds. We don't need, we got no time for that. So perfect. And I'm trying to think. So there's kind of the, so that's the organic side. What do you do if, I got so many questions around that. So how do, one of the big things people ask, certainly on the commercial side, is like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to talk about. So what have you found? And again, Jared, since he works with us all, he's pretty familiar with commercial cleaning companies and what they're interested in. So what have you found kind of the message that we make that's most, or what content we make that's most compelling, or how we find content that's compelling? And then more importantly, how they can figure out what their people want to hear about.
Sure. So we get a lot of our clients through social media is how we work. And the secret to that is that someone, you know, people who are on social media aren't saying, hey, I'm a commercial cleaner that has pain, or I'm in a situation where I feel stuck. And so we have to present, it's called problem awareness. We have to make them aware that they have a problem. And when commercial cleaners who are looking for clients need to have that same mindset. They need to say, hey, I know I've cleaned enough properties. I know the pain that they have. And so I need to let them know. They might not know that they have that pain. So I need to have a way to catch their attention with that pain and say, hey, did you know you actually have a pain? And they go, yeah, I do. And you can say, don't you feel like this? And they go, I do. And then you can say, hey, I have a solution to that pain. That's over here. So would you please leave Facebook or leave Instagram or leave LinkedIn and come over to us so we can help you solve that pain? And that is such a great way to pull someone in, because you're not saying, hey, I'll do this for you. Hey, you want to, I'm cheaper than the other guy. Hey, nope. Instead, you're saying, hey, look, I can solve something for you. Just come over here and let me solve this. And you're removing them from where that, what they were doing, into your universe. And then once they're in your universe, your universe, you can then kind of work with them and help them out.
So let me play devil's advocate with that, because I know, especially on the commercial side. So one of the things with residential, they get that their people are on Facebook, right? They're like, oh, they get it. We don't have to kind of overcome that. The commercial guys are like, you don't understand, Jared. My guys are all old, crusty property managers, or old, crusty this, or the old white guys that are on Facebook. And just like you said, and if they are on Facebook, they're not looking to talk commercial cleaning. So how do we still make that work, or can it still be made work?
Sure. So yeah, it kind of reverts back to if you think I can just put an ad, like recently I had someone in the program send me an ad and say, hey, I'm going to be sending out this ad. And it was a picture of their logo and said, hey, we're located here. And at that, you know, right
away. Come buy some stuff.
Right. This isn't going to work, because you're right. You may think that what will happen if we didn't intervene is that she would run that ad and would get nothing. And then in her mind, she would say, well, my people aren't on Facebook because I ran this thing and nothing happened. And the answer is they are. There are billions of people on Facebook. And Facebook has one of the highest algorithms. And keep in mind that Facebook and Instagram are the same company. And they have one of the highest algorithms to be able to find those specific people. And so if you have a customer list, you can give that customer list to Facebook and say, hey, find me more people like this. If you've had people who've opted into something that you've offered on the internet for a value, sort of like what we do, you can turn that back into Facebook and say, hey, not only show these people ads, but show people who are like these people ads. And you'll find that you'll get in front of the right people with that. And then when you use the technique of not just, hey, here's my logo, call me up if you need something, but instead to say, hey, I want to give you value right now. Come over here and let me give you that value. You're going to kind of weave out the people, you know, because ultimately no one's on Facebook saying, I'm looking for a great commercial cleaner today. I'm looking for someone to clean my property. That's not what they're on Facebook for. But yeah, I do have this pain and I'm interested in what you have to say. That's what's going to draw them in.
So the one encouragement I want to give you guys and gals, it just if you miss the power of that. So back not even 20, 30 years ago, which for an old guy like me is like not very long ago. For Jared, he's like, I wasn't even born. What are you talking about?
You're a fetus.
Yeah, exactly. When I was one, I remember the state of advertising. You know, there was like, well, you could put an ad in the Yellow Pages. Problem is you're spending a bunch of money to have your ad with everybody else's ad. You could go on TV. Problem is if you have a commercial cleaning company, it's like, all right, well, I've got to pay for a million eyeballs. And 17 of them happen to be, you know, watching this program happen to be a client of mine, but I still have to pay for the full million. Same goes with radio, same goes with whatever. Facebook gives you the opportunity to be like, just show this ad to these people. And then the problem is you might go, well, I've only got 200 or 300 customers, or I've only got a dozen customers, or I only have a list of 200 or 300 people I know would be good customers. You can be like, hey, Facebook, can you find people like this and show them the ad? Facebook goes, yeah, sure, why not? And you go, could I just pay for the showing those people as opposed to have to pay for everybody? Facebook's like, yeah, no problem. So A, they're on Facebook. B, they're more easily targeted than ever. C, let's talk offer, because the biggest mistake I hear people making is exactly what Jared said. They put an ad to their homepage on their website, and you go to their homepage. It's got a logo of them going, Mike's, we'll pick a, oh, welcome Luke. We got Luke from London in the house, so we'll pick on him. I think he's Integrity Cleaning. You know, hey, welcome to Integrity Cleaning. Luke wouldn't do this. He's a good marketer. Welcome to Integrity Cleaning. We're the best. We've been doing this for 20 years. Great prices. Click here for half off or something like that. And just like, and then nobody clicks and does anything. They're like, yeah, I wasted a bunch of money on Facebook and it didn't work. So now that we've kind of covered what not to do, logo, talking about you, who you are, what you want them to buy, everything you based, right? We really want to talk about them and their pain and what they want and why, what makes their life better. What does that look like for commercial cleaners? You got a couple ideas of ads or offers, you know, you're like, hey, I can solve your pain. How would you, what might that look like?
Sure. Yeah. So exactly what you shared with, if you just, yeah, put a logo up and say, hey, come over here. It just doesn't resonate with them. And so the idea is, and it's something that we have talked about with a lot of our clients, is the really interviewing your current clients, or just finding what it is that they don't. I worked with a guy that's in our Millionaire Mastermind group. Spencer is his name. He, I think, has done a great job at this. So what he found out is he's in some small town in Idaho, and the cleaners that a lot of the companies were having these cleaners come in who weren't very professional. They were kind of guys that were, he said that one of the people complained, one guy was smoking as he was cleaning. And so he's like, look, this is the pain that my town has, is that these guys aren't professional. So he created a video of some dude with his butt crack hanging out and cleaning carpets.
Spencer.
And yeah, it was a great video. And saying, hey, is this you? Is this, are you suffering from this, guys coming in this direction? And that is his highest viewed video he's ever had. And with the views, we then retargeted the views of the video. So people who sat and watched that video. So it wasn't even people who went to the website or took action. We just got a list from that video. So he found the exact pain of his town. Now, it's going to be different for every person. If you're in Chicago, you're probably not going to have that same. And so that really falls on the business owner to say, what is it? What are these people suffering from? What niche problem do they have? And can I create content that solves that problem or exposes the problem in Spencer's case?
Beautiful. All right. So we got to check in with everybody, and then we'll, I want to mention. So by the way, if you are Lindsay, if you're able to find that video, or Spencer, if you happen to be watching, or if Jared, you know it, if we can't get on, it'd be nice if we get on the live link. If not, Lindsay, if we put on the replay, so for the YouTube and Facebook, people can see that video because it's awesome and Spencer deserves all the love. Second, Wendy says she's checking in from Cape Coral, Florida, still searching for the right niche. First of all, different topic. I'd love to dive into that. But if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, there are a ton of podcasts on how to pick niches. But the good news is, Wendy, you're asking the right questions. Looking to pick a niche is a huge first start, just knowing that you need one. Exactly what Jared's talking about when we're saying with, hey, for commercial, if you want to get these types of clients, if you don't know what these types are, you go to Facebook and go, give me someone that has money. Well, everyone's got money. So A, you're on the right track with a niche. B, go to growmycleaningcompany.com for more resources. Luke says it was between the White House Daily Briefing or the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. Took 2 seconds. He picked us. So thank you. Sorry, President Trump. We didn't mean to steal one of your guys, but Luke's on Team GMCC. Rob says good day from Australia. Dylan in the house, another Millionaire Mastermind folks. All right. So hopefully you guys saw the example. When Jared says we talk about their pain and then give them something to solve it, it's easy to be like money off or free cleaning or check sheet on how to do this. And those are all great. I'm not knocking them. But an easy one, Jared says, we like Jared, or Dylan says, we like Jared much more than Mike, the hair that is. So yes, the hair goes to Jared, but everything under the hair, the brain, you know, hopefully I'm at least in that conversation. Nicole is dying to see the video, and Luke says, making cleaning great again. Appreciate you, Luke. That dude is awesome. And this is a guy from the UK. So I'd love, someday we'll sit and talk politics, Luke. I'd love to hear a UK or an Australian guy's thoughts on what kind of nonsense we got going over here. Okay. So all that said, there's something that you can give. I love what Jared said, because the easiest thing to give is entertainment, right? So just like he said, if you would have just said, hey, your cleaning company sucks and is unprofessional. Our cleaning company is super professional. Click here. You're not going to get a lot of response. But when you show a video of a guy with a butt crack, sadly, I don't know that you would think that would turn people off. Apparently in Pocatello, that's how they roll. entertainment is, again, that's part of the reason I'm so ridiculous is you look at who gets paid more, entertainers or teachers, right? It's not, sadly, it's not even close. Maybe in other countries where they're smarter, it's different. But in America, it's entertainers first and foremost. So giving that even here, right? I do a bunch of ridiculousness. Not that you guys don't want to hear what Jared has to say, but if it's just long, you know, boring talking and great hair, you know, we can only get you along for so long. So making that video of understanding what their pain is and kind of wrapping some entertainment around it is magic. And then the backside, I don't want you guys to miss. You might show that ad to a million people and a really good click-through rate or stay-on rate might be 1% or 2%. So off of a million, we'll say, I can't even do math, 10% behind 10,000, right? So what does it cost to go to a million and only like 1% or 2% click? That can be kind of expensive. But when you get those 10,000 that watch the whole thing, or you can, I think, Jared, you can even say, I want only if they watch 10 seconds or 20 seconds or whatever, half of it, all of it. Now you can spend that same money on those 10,000 and you might get 10% to click, right? Because they've raised their hand and go to some degree, I was interested in this. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay, totally. Cool. So all that said, I'm trying to think of how we can tie this in. Let's go the other way. What's the biggest mistake folks make on getting commercial clients?
So we can go real detailed on that question or we can go more broad. I would say I'll go both. Detailed is when people are targeting on Facebook or on Instagram or in social media in general, they tend to just target interests. Hey, I'm interested in people who do XYZ. I'm interested in people who are searching for XYZ. On Facebook, you can do actual job titles and then you can even narrow down. So you can say, hey, I'm interested in property managers. And also, and you can say, have, you know, a Facebook account that they're spending money on, meaning they're trying to advertise their property or whatever it may be. And that's going to help you find people who are actually spending money on their business. And that's going to help your targeting there. On a more broad, it's usually the biggest error that I see is running an ad, getting no people and just looking at the end result. So I want to run an ad and I want to just get leads like there's no tomorrow. And then they run an ad for 2 days and they say, I got zero leads. But you received clicks on your website. You received people commenting on this. And like somewhere along here, there's something that's not pushing them to the end. So you need to look at your whole funnel and the whole process and find where that is and make the adjustments there instead of just giving up and saying, my people are not on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm so going to second that voice. And as much as I hate to agree with Jared, so every now and again he nails it. I can't find a way to disagree. What he said was so correct. When you invest, call it $500. When you invest $500 in Facebook, ideally, yes, you would like to get a client worth more than $500. That's certainly the goal. But 9 times out of 8, when you're just starting, unless you're just super lucky, especially with commercial cleaning guys, because you're looking for a very, very specific guy. So it's harder for Facebook. Like if, on the residential side, they can just say, hey, Facebook, show me anyone married that owns their house that's worth over $500,000 in these 5 zip codes. And why the heck not? Let's make them make over $100,000. Facebook's like, rightio. Dials them right up for you, but it's a lot harder to be like, find guys that manage a cleaning or a hair salon or whatever your niche is, right? So you can't, I shouldn't say you can't because you're welcome to do whatever you want, but you're not going to be effective if you get frustrated when you spend that money. And like Jared said, you only look at the end result as opposed, you're like, I didn't get a customer worth that. And certainly we want that. I'm not saying you shouldn't get that, but if that's your standard, you're never going to hit it. I shouldn't say never. Rarely are you going to hit that right out of the bat. And then the price that you pay is, marketing doesn't work, and then you give up and go back to, repeat and referral customers, which is a great way, but it's not the only great way. So you want to look at, like he's saying, if you start in the first $100, you get no one to even click on your ad, which would be shocking, but let's just say you did. And then the second $100, you get 20 clicks. So they're $5 a click, but nobody opts into your thing. The third $100, you get another 20 clicks, but 3 people opt in. You see, you're really building something, and let's say the last couple $100, you get the same results, but in one guy schedules an appointment and he's a bad guy. He's not even a fit. If you go, I got nothing, that's it, I quit. Goodness, you're missing the point. You got so daggum. Now you've taken that phase $500. You have flushed it down the toilet. But if you go, I've got data, I've got opt-ins, Facebook smarter. I know what my people want. Maybe I tested too. There's so much stuff you could get if you just look for it. But you get to go, nope, I'm going to choose to get zero value out of it and throw it all in the garbage. And Facebook goes, okie dokie, here's where we part. I'll take your 500. I gave you a bunch of information. You choose not to get it. Well, then that would be into that. George says, where can you buy those funny videos? Any vendors you recommend? We are making a video right now, and I'm not going to show you my butt crack. Jared might. I have no idea what he's going to do half the time, so we'll see. But Spencer made his video, and the cool thing is you want it to be you, right? So, like, I wouldn't even recommend – only way I can do it is there are PR agencies that you could spend $50,000 or $100,000 with that could make amazing videos and really have them be you, but most of us aren't at the level that where it makes sense. And believe it or not, you can be you. So I would not recommend paying a vendor if I was going to pay someone to be a partner that was like an agency that worked with me and kind of knew my vibe. All right. We're kind of running out of time. I'm trying to make sure any other, let's just go through the process. Last thing I want to end, and I'll let Jared do it. We kind of covered it, is we as owners of commercial cleaning companies want to go from, hi, I'm Mike with Mike's Cleaning, to can I give you a bid or call now for a free estimate, right? That's kind of what we want to do. And I always give the example. It's like in a church or at the bar, whatever, I see a girl that I like, as opposed to walking up like a human and being like, hey, not trying to creep you out, you looked attractive, just wanted to say hi and maybe I could, you know, get your phone number or text you or whatever at some point. As opposed, I'm like, hey, let's get out of here, my parents are in the car, we can go to we can be in Tahoe tonight. Like, she's gonna freak her the hell out. But that's what we do with call now for a free estimate. Like, I'm just looking at the internet and you're like, hi, stranger, let's get to Tahoe. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Whereas if you give me a free video or like with a girl, I might say something funny because I'm hilarious. You know how I am, Jared. I'm great. Jared's like, what? When have I met that guy? Supposedly just ranting and yelling. We might do, you know, so walk through that process, if you would, Jared, in terms of moving from, hi, I'm Mike. This is Mike's Cleaning. I'm amazing. Can I get a bit, give you a bid to get some money? To breaking down an actual process that your client is like, because again, Jared's magic, by the way, is again, half the people on this thing are like, yeah, if I said, how did you find Grow My Cleaning? They're like, I don't know. It's kind of the internet and I kind of don't know. And then now all of a sudden I'm a client. That was Jared. So Jared, open up the, how do you make that magic happen?
Sure. So yeah, it would be different in our business, the way commercial cleaning. So I'm going to go with commercial cleaning. So with commercial cleaning, you want to start with something that's going to be a low entry point. Like they're scrolling through, like, let's go with Spencer's scenario. So in Spencer, what he's doing is he knows their pain. He plays a video, and that video to them, someone watches that, he targets who he thinks is going to be best for that. They watch that video. Then from there, he's able to set up retargeting from the video views, and those video views push him to a opt-in. So something that says, hey, give me your name and email. And what the opt-in is it's talking about 10 bad ideas when hiring your next cleaning company. And so it's just kind of a funny play on words of, but it's something that says, hey, here's something that when you're hiring a cleaning company, what you need to avoid. And he places that in an easy checklist for them. So now they've given him his name and their email, and they've entered into this thing. That's a lead to him now. Now his lead goes into an email sequence, and these people get emailed from Spencer automatically. It's not him sitting there typing in his computer, of five sequences. So they get five emails sent from him that kind of just tell stories and make him relatable and connect and show that he's human and that he has their interest in mind and that he knows their pain. And then at the final one, he does a call to action that's there. And then from there, if he needs to, he can get up on the phone and say, hey, want to follow up with this, and then book from there. And so you can see that there's nothing there that Spencer says, hey, buy from me right now. It is all this, hey, let me get involved with your life. Let me help you. You'll notice that Mike is doing very much the same thing. This is us giving away secrets of our business. Ultimately, Mike wouldn't stay in business if he was just giving away free stuff all the time. But that's what we know value. It's going to bring people to us and build that trust. And then from there, if they're interested, we have a program that can help them.
And let me say how it's even better than that. Like, so two things that we're going to call it because we're way over on time. First of all, gosh, there's so much I'm trying to say in a very short amount of time. So first of all, I want you to see what Spencer did. As opposed to, hi, I'm Spencer with New Clean. Come buy my crap. He said, here's a video. That's all. Super easy, right? No commitment, no nothing, just a video. And then the people that watched, so that went out to, I'm making up these numbers. Spencer's got them and he knows them, but it went out to a million people. Of those million people, 8,343 of them watched to a certain point that he deemed they were interested. So now he sent a different ad to those people, which is super cheap, right? It might have cost a buck or two to get someone to watch a portion of that video. He could probably get that ad to someone for a nickel or maybe 50 cents or 20, like very, very cheap. So he sent out that ad to 10,000 going, hey, would you like 10, I think it was 10 huge mistakes, you know, when hiring a cleaning company, which is kind of funny, right? And then of those, if you just sent that to the million people, no one would have been interested. No one would have opted in, even if they didn't know. But these people have shown a little bit of an interest. So he might have got a 5% opt-in. I'm just making it up, but far above what they would have done. And then even then, so he's already given the video value. They opt in. He doesn't ask for any money. And they go, he says, great, here's more value. And in that 10 things to do, you know, 10 mistakes to make when you're hiring a cleaner, or 10 things not to do when hiring a cleaner, it's funny. And there's a bunch of good content of people going, holy crap, that's me. I've hired that guy. That did suck. That's off. That's awful. So he's now, he's A, teaching him how to buy, and B, positioning himself as a leader. And then when he reaches out to them, he's like, hey, I see what you did there. I mean, maybe you could give me a bid. And that's exactly what we do. We don't do any cold, like, hey, Jared, buy my crap. You need coaching. You guys come to us. So we do as good a content as we know how to do, like what we're doing here. And then we give you the opportunity to take a next step. And I'll show you exactly what that looks like. Right now, we are doing the best that we can to cram the entire, you know, Clean Profit Method into 3 days. We've done this event before for limited people. We'd have 10, 20 people. We charge $2,000-$3,000, depending on they brought a spouse. And if they stay, we, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. Thousands of dollars. We are now doing it for $97 virtually, right? You don't have to get on a plane. So there's so many people in Cleaning Nation. Like, I have kids. I don't even know. I get Jared there, for crying out loud. Rob says, good night, everybody. Love the show. Our Australian friends leaving us. Anyway, so for $100, you can get all of it right there. And again, I'll be straight honest with you. I think we spent $50,000 on this thing so far. So we're not even making any money on this event. This is kind of a cover the cost type of a thing. I think the bag we're going to send you when you get the event, or the package, is going to be $50 of that anyway. All that to say, you see how we're giving, gave total free value here. And then we're like, hey, here's another event, which is really good. We're going to break even on. Guess what? A bunch of people that are event are going, holy crap, Mike, can I be your customer? We're not going to sell a hard pitch to them on buy our crap. We're just going to continue giving value. And some of you will go. And actually, even if you sign up for the event, even though we're not going to make any money, you'll still be a customer, right? So you've now raised your hand and said, I'm a better lead, so to speak, than anyone else. And then you come to the event. Some of you guys want to be our customer right then, some in a year, but we'll have given so much more value. When you're ready, you'll come. So if you would like to join us, and holy crap, you should join us. Lindsay knows we've spent at least $50,000 on this thing. I'm going to be in studio. We'll have Tracy. It's going to be a party. You don't even know. Go to growingcleancompany.com/event. It is going to be awesome. We're going to have a crap ton of fun. I feel like the one thing I get bummed about these podcasts and lives are we can only just 20 minute hits. There's only so much we can do. It's going to be awesome to have 3 days to really unwrap all this stuff. We're going to have both Jared and Jackson, either live or virtually, probably virtually, sharing their good stuff, but we can do it long form, give deeper content, interact with you guys, because it's going to be a private paid event as opposed to out for the world. It's going to be amazing. growmycleancompany.com/event. Jared, what am I missing, buddy?
Nothing. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be exciting. Yeah. I've been to an event of Mike before in my life, and I can see it changes people's lives. So totally worth it.
And we have a bunch of fun. Dylan, one of our millionaire masterminds, says no crap balls. I don't even know what that means, but I put it up because Dylan said it and it should be shared. Oh, wait. And then I should actually share the link that I'm keep talking about. All right. That's it. If Jarrett says we're done, we're done. Clean Nation, we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully see you at the event. See you. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.